Welcome to the Feast of Tabernacles. Of course, this is the first day, commanded assembly. We'll be taking up an offering on this day as we'll read the commandment shortly. Welcome to all of you who've travelled far from east and west of the globe to hear this point in North Wales. Hope you like our weather, wonderful weather here in North Wales. And of course, especially welcome the German brethren today. So I'm going to go now into the offering sermonette, offering for tabernacles. And we're going to look at an example of a righteous king of Judah, of ancient Judah, King Hezekiah. And we're going to look at his example and see what we can learn regarding this day and also regarding the offering, taking up an offering for this day. So please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 31. While you're turning there, just have a brief glimpse at this King Hezekiah, his example. We know in chapter 29 of 2 Chronicles that he restored the true religion and worship of God to Judah. He asked the priests and Levites to clean the temple and restore the worship of God. And in the next chapter 30, we actually have the very next step King Hezekiah did was to restore the feast days to Judah. And next after that, he actually did the final warning to ancient Israel. If you look at note down 2 Kings 18, this is 4 years before the final 3-year siege of the capital of Israel, Samaria, when the kingdom of Israel was brought to an end. So this is their very final warning they had. And we read about that in chapter 30 of this second book of Chronicles. Now we're going to read in chapter 31 what happens next. And we're going to start in verse 2. So, second book of Chronicles, chapter 31, and we're starting in verse 2. Notice what Hezekiah did in verse 2. And Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites according to their divisions, each man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and peace offerings to serve, to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the camp of the Eternal. So he restored the divisions of the priesthood and Levites as commanded by King David. He restored it to as it should be. Verse 3, the king also appointed a portion of his possessions for the burnt offerings. So he gave his own offerings for the burnt offerings, the morning and evening burnt offerings, the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, new moons, and the set feasts. So today is a set feast. So he kept this day as well, set feasts. Of Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written in the law of the Eternal. Verse 4, moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. In actual fact, it says in verse 4, the word devote, I'm reading from the New King James, in the Authorized Version, it says, he encouraged them to teach the law of the Lord. So King Hezekiah encouraged the ministers to teach the law to the people and to keep it themselves, because they've been neglecting it for many years up to this point. So one of the jobs of the ministry is to encourage people to obey God's laws. Please note that. Verse 5, as we go through now, on to verse 5. As soon as the commandment was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance of first fruits, of grain, and wine, oil, and honey, and of all the produce of the field that they brought in abundantly, the tithe of everything. And then it goes, the next few verses describe the tithing they brought in, all the heaps. Verse 7 says, in the third month they began to laying up in heaps, and they finished in the seventh month, which of course is this month. We're now meeting on the 15th day of this month, seventh month, of the sacred calendar. In verse 8, and when Hezekiah and the leaders came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Eternal and his people Israel. So there are blessings involved in keeping God's laws, financial laws of tithing and giving offerings. Verse 9. And Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. He was amazed at the massive amount of food that was on store and on site. So verse 10, and Azariah, the chief priest from the house of Zadok, answered him and said, and since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Eternal, we have had enough to eat and have plenty left, for the Eternal has blessed his people. Notice the abundant blessings, just obeying God's economic laws, his financial laws. The Eternal has blessed his people, and what is left is this great abundance. So this great abundance was what was left after all the needs had been taken care of. Verse 11, now Hezekiah commanded them to prepare rooms in the house of the Eternal, and they prepared them, obviously, to keep the offerings and the tithes in them. Verse half of the verse, then it says, then they faithfully, notice the adverb here is faithfully, they actually did it by faith, brought in the offerings, the tithes, and the dedicated things. So when we give an offering today, it is by faith that God will bless us and he will accept our offerings and for his work. Let's go on now to verses 20 and 21, see what else we can apply to the offering. Verse 20 and 21 of chapter 31. Then Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Eternal his God. So the whole nation was involved. And let's apply these words here to the offerings. The offerings are good, the offerings are right, and the offerings are true before our God. So apply that to the offerings. This is what we're doing shortly. So this is a righteous work before God. He's well pleased with this, as we'll see in the next scripture. Verse 21, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart. So when we give an offering, we have to do it with all our heart, all our might. And so the result is, in verse 21, he prospered. The whole nation prospered. But the blessings of God didn't stop there. Let's go back to verse 1 of this chapter. Verse 1 of chapter 31 of 2 Chronicles. Notice the blessings didn't stop there. The action didn't stop with those blessings for giving an offering and keeping the holy days. Verse 31, verse 1. And when all this was finished, this is referring to the end of chapter 30, they just completed the Passover and the days of unleavened bread. So this is they just completed God's holy days. And now, when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke the sacred pillars in pieces, cut down the wooden images, and threw down the high places and the altars from all Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim and Manasseh. So they even went into Israel, land of Israel, and did the same thing, broke down all the pagan idols until they had utterly destroyed them all. They were all gone. All their problems, all their deceit was removed. Then all the children of Israel returned to their own cities, every man to his possession. If we can apply this to ourselves today, brethren, we all have problems. We all commit sins in this life because we are all human. So we are encouraged in this verse to go out and defeat those and confront those wrongs, those sins we have, the problems we have, the trials we go through. We have to deal with them, or remove all the wrong things in our life, to deal with the idols, as in verse 1 here, to remove them, to utterly destroy them. So hopefully you'll be encouraged by this feast sermonette, the offering sermonette. Having given an offering, that this implies more than just giving an offering and receiving the blessings, we have to do more to combat our own faults in God's eyes. So please take that with you when you leave this feast, that we can do more when you give an offering than just giving an offering and receive a blessing. We can do more, as this verse indicates. Now, why are we here today? Why are we keeping Monday, if you like, as a feast day? Let's go to the command now in Numbers 29. So if you'd like to turn to Numbers 29, we see the command, and the command to take up an offering. Numbers 29, verses 12 and 13. There's Numbers 29 and verses 12 and 13. So here's the command to keep this day. Verse 12, on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation, that is a commanded assembly by royal invitation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall keep a feast to the Eternal 7 days. There's the command, and what should we do on this day? Verse 13, you shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Eternal. So we are to give an offering, not of sacrifices, of course, but of what we have brought with us, money, so that we can support the work of God. And God looks upon this as a sweet aroma, sweet incense we are giving to him on this feast day today. And to complete the picture, let's go to Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16. And Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16. Just to see how the attitude we should have and to confirm that we are to keep this day as we are. So that's Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Eternal, your God, in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Eternal empty-handed. Must always have something to have on one of these 7 feast days we keep once a year, every year, for in which we take up an offering. Verse 17 shows us how we are to do it, because it's not a fixed rate like a tithe. Verse 17 says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Eternal your God, which he has given you. So offerings are is a free will offering. It is up to us to decide how much. And so we'll now go ahead, brethren, and take up the offering.